The Battle of New Orleans by Robert V. Remini. For Joan Marie Costello, Beloved Daughter. Preface. There was a time when the United States had heroes and reveled in them. There was a time when Andrew Jackson was one of those heroes, along with the men and women who stood with him at New Orleans and drove an invading British army back into the sea. The purpose of this book is an attempt to recount one extraordinary event in the nation's past that produced not only a stupendous military victory that helped define the country, but a towering hero who became a symbol of what was best in American society. It is an attempt to explain the reasons that produced this phenomenon and why the victory was so important at the time. In the past, I have had occasion to write extensively about the Battle of New Orleans, but this effort was sharply focused on Andrew Jackson. Then Wendy Wolfe, an editor at Viking, invited me to broaden my perspective and write a work that would go beyond the limitations of a single biography and include the vast numbers of men and women who in one way or another contributed to the outcome of that conflict. I am very grateful to her. The invitation allowed me to rethink the event and delve more deeply into certain aspects of it that had larger and more national significance. In the process, I found an extraordinary degree of heroism demonstrated by all its participants, both the invaders and the defenders. For the first time, I came to admire the sheer pluck, determination, and endurance of the British sailors and soldiers who were forced to endure incredible hardships. They were ordered into what can only be described as mass slaughter, and yet they did not hesitate to face it bravely and resolutely. The Americans, too, responded to the challenge of the invasion of their homeland in a manner that exceeded expectations. A population of many ethnic and racial backgrounds who frequently quarreled with one another put aside their...